The Mets going for the sweep of the Phillies. Zach Wheeler on the hill for New York, looking for his first win since 2014. Vince Velasquez getting the start for the Phillies. First inning, Yoenis Cespedes at the dish, looking for an encore facing Velasquez.
That one's lined down the left field line. Yep, that's going to go to the corner. Conforto's on his way to third base. It kicks awkwardly from Kendrick, and Conforto's going to score. And it's 1-0 Mets on top. And a strike three called at 96, bottom of the strike zone. Second strikeout for Wheeler, and there are two outs. And a strike three called at 96, bottom of the strike zone. And late and indecisive on that pitch. And there's a high fly ball to deep left center field. Conforto going back. It is gone! Grand slam, Michael Franco! And the Phillies have made it a game. It's a one-run ball game.
There again.
Ground ball right side into the shift. Walker's up with it, and the ball game is over. The Mets have completed the three-game sweep over the Phils as they win it tonight by a final score of 5-4. They hang on and win it 5-4.
The Mets sweep the Phillies, taking it 5-4, and have now won four straight overall. Michael Conforto, two hits and three runs scored. Zach Wheeler with his first win since 2014, going 5 2/3 innings, giving up three runs. Phillies manager Pete MacKinnon spoke after the game about the 5-4 defeat to the Mets.
He's just not hitting location consistently. When he can do that, he's going to be really good. I mean, you could look at the strikeout totals. They're outstanding. However, you have to excuse me. You have to locate. That one inning was it was too bad for that one inning hit batter. The pitcher's bunting. You can't walk that guy. They're giving you an out, and then he walked Conforto. They all scored, but he just got to improve his command.
When you say that, when he does that, he's going to be really good. Is it just a matter of the process, or you just have to let this play out and you're going to go through games like this where this is?
Yeah. I mean, there's no other alternative. I mean, I think it's going to take him, hopefully during the course of this season, I think he's going to show improvement. I have a lot of confidence in him making progress during the course of the year. He knows what he has to do, and sometimes he just maybe tries to do too much and instead of with that powerful fastball. Go right after him, but I think he'll progress during the course of the season.
Extra base hits, walks. What are you seeing from him right now?
Well, I obviously like the grand slam that put us right back in the game, but the base hit in the ninth inning was goes to show you he wasn't trying to tie the game up with one swing of the bat. He was trying to get on base. He got a base hit, and that's the kind of thing that is important to me. So, little by little, he's gonna get there. I mean, that was a huge home run, but it was also a huge base hit in the ninth.
Saunders gets up there then after Franco, and they shift him there. Was there any up? Just lay it down there.
With who?
Saunders.
No, I want a home run right there. That's why we got him.
Buckholz injury. What can you tell us about that? Sounds bad. Is it as bad as it sounds?
A slight tear of the, sputinator or something, is flexor pronator mass, whatever that is. And he's getting a second opinion on Monday. So he'll be going to see Dr. Andrews, is it, on Monday.
Shot that you could see him before, like, you know, the All-Star break even? Or sounds...
You know, I don't know, Todd. It's... I'm not a doctor. I won't finish that.
You guys skip a spot, or will you have a pitcher for Tuesday?
We don't know yet. We're going to talk about it. With the two off days, we can do pretty much – we could do a lot of different things. So we'll discuss it.
The Mets' dominance over you guys, is that baffling to you, frustrating to you?
Both, Todd. You know, you kind of wonder – they weren't really hitting that well coming in here, but they seem to like this place. So somehow we got to scratch out a win here. It would have been nice to put an end to it today, you know, with a nice comeback, come from behind win. I don't know. It's just a matter of making bad pitches. They really didn't do a whole lot of damage. You're talking about a hit batsman and two walks that scored.
Up next, the Phillies visit the Nationals Friday. Aaron Nola on the hill for Philadelphia.